It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
Oh boy, we got chair dancing already. Not sure what to do with this crowd. This is a party crowd right here. Classic car enthusiasts. We've got the Havasu Deuces in the studio. Funny part is there's not two people. There's four deuces. How does that work? Right? We got the gang signs going. It's a great time here in the Speak Out kitchen with no sink. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. It is Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. And a lot of people will know our guest because I guess they've been in the community quite a while, right?
Yes.
Teresa, right, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Right? Kathy?
9 years.
And you have a history in the community with a business in the community. So we have Teresa Mitchell, Kathy Silverthorne, and Joe Mitchell from the Havasu Deuces.
That's right. That's
all right.
Thank you for
what we're here
us.
To represent.
Absolutely. And I love the logo. Is that the V8 right there? Mm-hmm. Is that your – where does that come from?
1932 Ford, Dave. Came out with a flathead V8, and that was the insignia for the flathead V8.
Nice. So is that why the band is called the band? Is that why the group is called the Havasu Deuces?
That's correct.
Because of the 32. Not because of the song Little Deuce Coupe or anything like that.
No, because of the 32 Ford.
But that song was named after the 32 Ford, right?
It sure was.
Yeah, excellent. Somebody, I think Jim Russell told me that. I'm not sure. All right, we're going to go into all that. We also have guests at the bottom of the hour. Trudy's coming in from the Mojave Military Museum, and they've got a special display coming up. Actually, it's going on now through this month, I believe over at ASU, if I remember right. And, that's going to be the Mojave Military Museum exhibit for the month of February. So we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. But tell me about this show, the Deuce Show. Who wants to talk? I keep seeing the Deuce Show. It makes me think of that TV show called The Man Show.
Yeah.
This is the Deuce Show. I love that.
This is the Deuce Show.
Where'd the name come from?
The 32 Ford. They're
no, not the name of your group. The name of the show, the Deuce Show.
Because it's a 32 Ford show.
Oh, it's all 32 Fords?
No, we have 57 and earlier, but the main group is 32 Fords, 32s.
No kidding. There's that many 32 Fords.
Three quarters of the cars this year will be 32 Fords.
And how many cars do you expect total?
At least 400.
Wow. That's a pretty large amount. That's like 332 Fords.
Yeah, at this point, we're pre-registered at 300 already. Cars total.
Right. Okay, so this is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
That's correct.
You're in Havasu.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it chronologically then. Who wants to talk about the events themselves, the days, the breakdown?
Okay. Joe can do that.
Because you guys have headsets on too. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well,
let's all look at each other and try to figure it out. All right.
On Thursday,
uh-huh.
We meet on the boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
So we close McCulloch, and we have a show and shine on the street. And that starts at around noon and goes till, we say 7, 8, but whenever the last car leaves is when it is over.
I got you.
And registration starts at 8 a.m. at the Hampton Inn, and that's where everybody comes to pick up their packet, which has their car registration in it. They get a poster. They get a little hat pin and sticker. And then we have our merchandise available there, which all proceeds that we make off of the merchandise goes back into the community wherever we find a need for that. So that's in the Hampton, and also we'll have merchandise on the boulevard starting at noon to 1, mm-hmm. and all donations or all proceeds from that will go to the food bank this year.
Because this car club is also a nonprofit, correct?
Correct.
That's interesting all in itself right there. Tell me, why did you make it a nonprofit?
Because we just wanted to do something where we could give back to the community. We originally started with the high school, and then since then it's just morphed out to the Sea Scouts, a lot of different
veterans.
Faith and Grace.
Right.
It's a very interesting article, folks, if you want to look it up. It's Havasu Living.
Yes.
Magazine that's put out by the Today's News Herald, of course.
And in the
Winter Visitors mm-hmm. Guide. Oh, very
and
good.
And we'll have something in the newspaper as well.
We need to get one of y'all in Kiwanis for publicity.
That's her. That's Miss Kathy Silverthorne.
Excellent. Kathy, how long have you been with the group?
I was the events director at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and that's mm-hmm. where I met Joe when they first started. That was 8 years ago?
Yep. She's been around 8 years.
Yeah. They adopted me, and here I am. Still here.
We're glad she retired so that she could come back to work.
Tell me, who wants to tell me about the origins of the club? How did the club form? You're an original member. You're a founding member, Joe.
That's correct.
Okay.
There were four original founding members. And we decided, all got together, and we wanted to put on a show that showcased the 32 Ford. So we just put flyers out, got on Facebook, used Instant Messenger, put the word out, and put a show together.
Joe spent a lot of time on Facebook promoting it for hours.
You're one. I like this guy already because I told him what my first car was, and it's a classic car now. And he likes my car, my 75 and a half Vega.
Yeah, he knows all.
And it was in mint. It was mint condition.
Those were nice cars.
You would have really, really liked it. So that's why I like you already. But tell me what is so special about the 32 Ford?
Well, first of all, it was a 1 year vehicle, and it came out during the Depression, and it's probably one of the best looking cars ever built.
Back in those days, though, you pretty much had a choice of one color, right?
Black.
It was black.
Black.
You ever see any black ones rolling around now? Or people mostly do custom paint jobs in that, but you ever see the old Bonnie and Clyde black? That was a 32, correct?
Yes, they started in 32 Fords, correct.
Okay. And it had the running board on it?
Yes.
Right. And the big fenders and all that. So, but, what are some of the, I don't know, what would make a 32 Ford? If you have 332 Fords at a show, what would make one stand out from the other 299?
Paint color, tires, wheels, interior, engine, powertrain.
Okay. That makes sense. You own one yourself?
Two.
You own two? Of course he does. It's the deuces.
Well, it's one with fenders and one without.
It's the deuces. Why wouldn't he? Right? Perfect. So do you drive one and he drives the other?
Sometimes. Yeah, I like our original one we built when my son was 2 years old. He's now 28. So we've had that car for almost 30 years. And it's what I'm comfortable in. He likes to drive the enclosed car, the roadster's open to the wind and no windows, no air conditioning, no heater.
That must be a trick, getting air conditioning on those.
Yep. Some people do it, but it's kind of sacrilegious.
It is. If you're a purist, right?
Yes.
It would be sacrilegious.
The problem is seeing the air conditioning condenser through the grill. There's no place to put the condenser. So as soon as you walk up, you can pretty much tell if it has air conditioning or not.
And then you just mark that one off. Yeah, that one's not getting a trophy. You're out of here. Right? You're out of here.
Well, tell them who you partnered with this last few years, Paul from Rodding USA.
Yeah, we've partnered up with Rodding USA magazine, and we do a top 10. where Paul comes in and picks top 10 cars, and we split it up between 57s and 32s. It's a really nice award.
It's
he does a very
plaque.
Good job of picking them.
That must be really tough to get your 32 Ford to stand out from the others, though. What kind of – I mean, I would think original equipment would really be a plus.
And this time it is.
How much original equipment is on your 32 Fords?
My sedan, quite a bit. My red Roadster, not much.
When you say quite a bit, do you know –
Yeah.
You know,
bumpers, steering wheel, original fenders.
Those are real chrome bumpers.
Yes, they are.
Original chrome bumpers. Mm-hmm. So how do you find original parts now for a 32 Ford or something before? You said 57, pre-57, right?
Right.
Yeah, how do you find original? What's the best source now?
Online.
Well,
hands down, the best way thing
definitely.
To do is to put in a Google search for what you want. It'll come up.
So we carry a show called the Under the Hood Show
okay.
on Saturday. I don't know if you've ever heard it or not. Uh-uh. A really, really, really good show about fixing your vehicle. You know, these guys, they're really good diagnosing problems that you tell them your problem, they would tell you how to fix it. And they talk about a site called car-part.com, I think was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
No? Doesn't ring a bell?
Does not ring a bell.
Car-parts.com, I think, is what it is. So,
okay.
But you can find how long does it take now with the supply chain issues and that to get some of those original parts?
Some parts are hard to get. Like some tires that we're looking for are still not available ever since the beginning of COVID. It's definitely tricky.
Is this the one that runs the thinner? They're not as wide, the thinner front tires? Or is the same tire all the way around?
No, we try to run a thinner tire in the front and a wide tire in the back.
Right, right, right. And are you running, what have you done modification-wise to the motor that's in it, the engine?
The sedan has a modern Corvette 350 Chevy and a turbo 350 transmission like your Vega had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the other one, the coupe?
It has a pretty high-performance 350 in it.
Oh, very good. So let's go ahead and take a short break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about The Deuce Show, presented by Havasu Deuces. And again, that's on March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. They're going to close off McCulloch and get her done, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Come on out.
But there's another thing going on, too, that has to do with the food bank that we want to talk about
that's
when we
right.
come back.
That's right.
All right. Back with more in a moment. We've got Teresa Mitchell, Kathy Silverthorne, Joe Mitchell, and in the background, Al Fake.
Big Al.
He's Al so famous we couldn't give him a microphone. We would have risked our FCC license untold.
That's right.
Is that right? It's possible, he says.
But
all right.
If Al had a microphone, we could have talked about his new project.
Oh yeah.
Maybe we'll throw a microphone at him.
We can switch
right?
now, sure.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Welcome back to Speak Out, Little Beach Boys, and that's almost the namesake right there. The car is actually the namesake for the car club, right? The Havasu Deuces?
That is correct.
But this is like your theme song almost.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
Is that the theme
we
song, Joni?
We should make it our theme song. We don't really have a theme song.
I call
song.
Teresa Joni, you know?
Joni.
Like
well,
Joni Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. He thinks we're Joni and Chachi, though.
Nice.
From Happy Days.
I can see that.
That's it.
I can see that. And you know Joni loves Chachi.
That's right.
So that was the name of the show.
Chachi loves Joni?
The show. Exactly.
I tell you every day.
That's right. You do.
What was the name of the drive-in? You remember on Happy Days?
Mel's.
No, that's a different show.
Arthur's.
I think it was Al. No, was it
remember.
Arthur's?
I don't remember.
All I know is Mr. Miyagi ran it.
That's right, Mr. Miyagi.
All right.
Great.
See, I'm older than I look. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, and by Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology at lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And we stream live in our show archives. This is where you get to critique yourself, is at KNTRTalk.com. Business card right there. And you can go back and critique your performance on the interwebs, if you will. And also on the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore for free, as in free 99. There you go. All right, so sports action tonight. We got the Phoenix Suns at Brooklyn Nets. That is a 5 p.m. pregame, 5:30 tip-off. No games tomorrow. Suns and Hawks on Thursday. Suns at Indiana Pacers on Friday. And then, of course, it's Super Bowl weekend, right?
I guess so.
I guess so. You guys are carving. I always forget.
We don't watch football.
Motorheads don't watch sports for the most part.
Drag racing.
No, you watch motorsports.
Yes.
But not the stuff like Jim Russell says with sticks and balls.
No.
Right.
No.
I got it. So anyway, Super Bowl weekend is this weekend.
Okay.
All right.
I don't even know who's in the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Sunday. It's Philadelphia.
Okay.
What's the name of that team?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Good. All right. And Kansas City. What's the name of that team?
Kansas City Chiefs. Yes. Nice. Thank you. Okay. I had a little help.
See,
with that
the
one.
Publicist always knows.
Yeah, see.
That's right. Good job, Kathy.
Thank you for the backup on that one.
Good job. So that all starts on Sunday at noon on KNTR Sports with Super Bowl Preview. And just like every year, we have Preview Insider, Super Bowl Sunday pregame at 2, and the game itself, the Eagles and Chiefs, all the fanfare starts at about 3 o'clock. I think the kickoff would be around probably 3:25. And if you're a betting man and you like proposition bets, you can even bet if the national anthem is going to go over under a certain time. Did you know that?
Did not.
The national anthem generally is about a minute 30 when you sing it. But when it's at a big event like that, it usually will go minute 35, minute 38, because of the fanfare leading up to Oh Say Can You See, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's an over-under. I haven't seen that number yet, but I'm always interested. I don't bet, but I like to see that number.
I want to watch it.
Like Whitney Houston's was
way long,
but it was phenomenal. It's one of the best ever. So, anyway, welcome back to the show, everybody. And all of that is on 94.3, 100.5, 980 AM. And the schedule, if you missed anything, is at kntrsports.com. All right. So, again, we're with Teresa Joni Mitchell, right? Kathy Silverthorne and Joe Mitchell from Havasu Deuces. And we're talking about the Deuce Show. And I was kind of corrected in the break about the food bank donations, but that's that week. So do you want to talk about that, Kathy?
Sure. Downtown, when the cars are displayed downtown, they'll shut off McCulloch, and then right in front of Juicy's is where the T-shirt purchases are made, and then those proceeds are what's going to go to the food bank. So
we encourage everybody to come out and buy a shirt because we are donating it all to the food bank.
Right. It's a great opportunity to shop local, by the way. It's all on Main Street.
Right.
You've got all the Main Street merchants out.
All the businesses are out. There'll be some music, food, and lots of shopping for the ladies and cars to look out for the guys.
I got it. you guys participate in that Thursday night cruise at all that goes on McCulloch?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Sometimes, and I'll probably be going down there for a few nights this month just to have some registrations out and to promote the show, so maybe sell a few T-shirts.
All right. What about music, entertainment, that sort of thing?
On Thursdays?
No. The show itself.
The actual Deuce show.
I'm sorry, I should have clarified that.
On our show on Saturday, we have a guy speaking or DJ, not a DJ, but what do you call him?
Announcer.
And then they play music. They play a lot of the 50s music. And then they announce the vendors that we have for that day, because we'll have different vendors, food vendors.
Typically on Thursdays, BJ's has a band at our show.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Very good. So where can people go for more information about the club, and are you taking new members at this time?
Sure. We have a 32 Ford, absolutely.
If you have a 32 Ford. Mm-hmm. Is that a popular item here in Lake Havasu City?
You'd be surprised how many there are.
I probably would.
There's more than you would think.
I probably would. So where do you think, what's the farthest away somebody is going to come for the Deuce Show?
Well, we've had them from foreign countries. We've had them from Australia and Switzerland.
New York.
Wow. How do you drive a car from Australia?
They ship them.
I know that. I was kidding.
they swim.
I'm telling you.
They could do it.
Teresa, I'm getting him a hat that looks just like Captain Obvious's hat.
They drive them, but they can't get gas.
Oh, right.
Hey, and you asked where to get more information, www.havasudeuces.com.
Or Facebook.
Or Facebook, but they can go onto the website. They can register for the show. There, some merchandise is available, but not all. I'll have more stuff there on Thursday, okay. Friday, and Saturday. But, yeah, and they can call. Joe's number is also on there.
So for those people who are a little challenged in the French language, right, Deuce, I think that's where it comes from, the which would be the number deux.
Deux.
Deux, deux, trois, quatre, right? Anyway, it's D-E-U-C-E-S.
Yes, not D-E-U.
D-E-U. Yeah, not D-U-E, it's D-E-U.
It gets spelled wrong all the time.
It gets spelled D-U-E.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Constantly.
We have banners in our garage that people have made for different stops, and it's backwards.
All the time, I bet.
But we appreciate it.
All right, let's repeat the information then. When all of this gets started, when they can make food, when folks out there can make food bank donations, everything.
Okay, well, the show begins on, the venue begins Thursday, and that's
when McCulloch will be blocked off.
Yeah, but
12
o'clock. You'll start at 8 o'clock at registration if you want to register a car, and then the boulevard will be shut down at 12 o'clock. The cars will all be displayed by 1, hopefully. People will be able to walk down the middle of the street, check the cars out. That's till 7 p.m. on Thursday. Friday, people who either buy a garage tour ticket or if they sign up for the car show, there's garage tours of local garages in town with people who have lots of cars and beautiful garages. So we give them a map and a wristband, and they get to go tour that on Friday. Friday night we have a dinner at Chagrou's down in the Bridgeview Room. Mm-hmm. That they have to purchase tickets ahead of time for that. And then Saturday is the show at Rotary Park.
At the ball fields.
Mm-hmm. And people begin showing up there at 6 a.m. We have all of our vendors showing up that morning. Cars are lined up to get in. And the show will proceed from 8 to 3. Awards will be given at what time did we say? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Deuce.
And we,
Deuce.
Yeah, Deuce. And we have stuff that we also, like, people make stuff to bring for us to give. For not donation, but what do we
call it? Silent auction.
Silent auction. We have silent auction pieces, some beautiful from our place here in town. They do handmade fire pits for us that have Havasu Deuces on it. They're going to make some other original pieces that we're going to also auction off. So, yeah, there'll be food and music.
Perfect.
Merchandise, and all proceeds go out back to the community.
If you have that on Facebook, we'll go ahead and share it on our Facebook page. On KNTR Talk and KJJJ. How's that sound?
That awesome. Sounds perfect.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, guys, for being here. Again, Teresa Mitchell, Kathy Silverthorne, and Joe Mitchell from Havasu Deuces.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much. Absolutely.
It was a pleasure. The Deuce Show. Yeah, we got to give Al Fake some street cred here. Absolutely.
He's part of our team.
Of course he's part of the team. That's why he's in this room.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back with more in a moment. We're going to find out what's going on with the Mojave Military Museum when we come back. I'm Paul Lavoie. You're listening to Speak Out.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. America. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet. It's a man on the moon and fireflies in June, a kid selling love.
Speaking of America, we have a special treat in the studio. Trudy Hernandez is here.
Good morning, Paul.
One of the founding members of the Mojave Military Museum.
Yes, you've been with us from our inception, sir.
I try.
We appreciate it.
I try. I need you to move that mic up just a tad. There you go. Perfect. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, Mojave Community College, also SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and by Dorita's Place. Have you heard of Dorita's Place?
I absolutely love them and their pets.
Everybody's heard of this place.
You got to love pets.
Well, I do love pets. This is one of the first periods of my adult life that I haven't had a cat or a dog.
Okay. All right.
But I've always had a cat, it seems like.
This is your pet. Where we are today, your studio.
Kinda. Well, it's that and the drum set.
Okay.
I would say the cowbell is my pet.
We'll give you that.
Right? Needs more cowbell.
Right.
All right. Dorita's Place provides Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. Also featuring, I got to do it like the commercial, Trudy, self-service doggy washes. Do you use those?
That I would like to. I would like to, but I have a little 7-pounder. She's tiny. I can do it pretty easy.
I picture these straps and tying the dog down, and I bathed a lot of show dogs in my day back in the day.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, my mother was a judge, and we showed dogs.
I think it would feel so good to be a dog. Nice warm water, sudsy bath, getting a lot of massage.
The Thursday, Friday before dog show weekend was just,
it was
a nightmare.
That's a whole nother level.
Especially with Irish setters or golden retrievers.
Long-haired.
Springers. Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
English cockers, that sort of thing. So, yeah, it was... self-service doggy washes brings about a certain picture in my mind, but it's probably not that way at all. They're probably happy to be out of the house.
I think so.
And it's a happy atmosphere because it's Dorita's Place.
That's right.
And like, I just want a bath.
Can't go wrong.
There you go. All right. Don't forget, folks, buy local or buy local, and definitely shop where you live. Shop local. So Trudy Hernandez is here, and if you haven't heard Trudy on the show before, we've been with you guys since the beginning.
That's right. From the inception, when we barely, were understanding how the city might be receptive to what we had to offer. We saw need in the community back in the day. This is we're in our second year, but early in our inception, we saw need in the community to put these beautiful, beautiful items that people have held in their homes, in trunks, in closets, in attics, that are belonging to veterans representing all U.S. branches.
Tell me about the exhibit at MCC. What kind of feedback did you get?
So it was a wonderful, wonderful reception by the community. Not only that, but our host, MCC, after seeing the initial display, asked us if we could hold over for an extra month. So we were grateful to do that.
Wow.
Anytime we're asked to hold over, we believe that that is a wonderful, wonderful really an extension and compliment to the military veterans and their families.
Yeah, and that particular exhibit, of course. But does that mean anything for you financially? Does it cost more? Do you get more? Do you receive more donations?
Good question.
Thank
I'm really
you.
Glad you brought that
That's
up.
That's kind of what I do.
Yeah, you're really good at that. You know, it's interesting how much you can accomplish in this city when you have very little budget. So long as you see the need and you're passionate about what you're doing, mm-hmm. we're on a shoestring pocket change budget. We are very transparent. I encourage anyone who is interested that our books are wide open. It's very, very small. So when we're asked to hold over, there isn't really any monetary value other than the social value, the significance, the respect and honor that I don't know if we can even put a price on that. We don't make money on these exhibits. We're not charging tickets. We don't have a membership. So we're very inexpensive, and mostly the great items are donated. Our expenses really are just our museum associations. We're affiliated, of course, with a couple of different agencies. We have the Museum Association of Arizona that recognizes us, the American Alliance of Museums, and the Art Action Fund. But there are some fees that are required to maintain those relationships, very small. We have the curating costs. We have the frames, the shadow boxes. Some things are not given to us any way but just in a box.
So you kind of have to rebuild or form some display, almost like the Lake Havasu Museum, if you've been there.
That's correct, of course.
A lot of that is built from the ground up.
We get asked often when people are looking at the exhibit, is this how it was donated? Oh, heavens no. You know, and we don't mind that because that's the process of curating. And actually, I finished a archival curation webinar, several series through U of A in Tucson.
I was going to say, where did you learn to do that?
Yeah. So
are you real crafty like that?
Yeah. So I have a master's degree in English, and that helps with the research. Right? I've researched, big part of my career has been in research. So very fortunate to have done that. Now I can transpire that into how do I tell these stories? I've worked in higher education, so I understand the educational value of having these items in front of people. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting how people experience the museum. I think when they first come up to the exhibit, or have heard about it, they're not really sure how to, what is this going to be? How should I react?
How to process it?
Yes, what are my feelings going to be? But they're just, it's amazing to watch, especially the youth. They get to touch, they can feel, they can see these authentic military items that have been donated to us completely by Lake Havasu residents, businesses, veterans, and throughout Mojave County. We've even had a few donations from La Paz County.
It must be interesting when you do see youth, and by youth I mean people under 25.
Correct.
Going through and looking at these items that were from World War II, Korea, because they're getting a message now, as you know, not so much in Lake Havasu City, but in the national scene when it comes to war and defense and politics.
Yes,
and
it's very relevant now.
And but it was different then.
I
mean, if you watch shows like I do, like The Pacific or Band of Brothers, that was your duty to protect your country.
Right.
Now, unless it's been instilled in you from your family,
that's right.
It's a lot different, isn't it?
I think the way that we approach it is different. I think when we started a year ago, we may not have been as relevant as the war may not have been as relevant. Now we're involved in some things on a national level, so people are beginning to look at these items and say, wow, this is some interpretation that maybe we didn't know about before.
And then you have vets coming back from Afghanistan or whatever conflict. And these guys in World War II were no different than those veterans coming back from Afghanistan.
Yeah, I think there is some collaborative processes that they can each look at and say, wait a minute, there are similarities.
Yeah, if you fought the Japanese in Okinawa, for example, that was, or wherever in the Pacific. All right, let's take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Mr. Paul, Russ Mascaro here.
Hey, Russ, how are you, sir?
Hi, Russ.
Hoorah. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for saying that. My honor to serve. And Trudy is a great gal. We've worked with her also since the inception. And we love the work she's doing. And I would encourage anybody, if you got an extra couple of bucks, to cover some of the curation that she has to do, fixing up some of these old items that she's getting, these artifacts, put a check in the mail to Mojave Military Museum. Trudy could stand a little help.
Thank you, Russ. Appreciate that so much. Yes, Detachment 757 has been a big supporter, and we can't show enough respect and honor for the items that we have been given to try to get immediately up into any current exhibit, which is important to talk about, the exhibit that's at ASCU.
Thank you very much. I'll say goodbye and listen.
Russ, you're an awesome person. Thank you again for your service and your commitment to this community. We're all better citizens for it.
It's true.
Thank you for saying that. Semper Fi.
Absolutely. Hoorah. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Russ.
All right. If you want to call in, by the way, it's 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. I had to slow down, Trudy, because a lot of people say I say it too fast.
Well, but you say it all the time, so it's very familiar to
but,
you.
But thanks, Russ, for making this talk radio, not just listen radio. We appreciate that. But, Trudy, how did the collaboration between Mojave Military Museum and ASU, how did that actually happen?
Yeah, a good question again. So our board meets regularly, and yes, we have a board. David Diaz, Vice President, Greg Logan, Military Advisor, as are the advisors that are very available to us through the Detachment 757, and we have Air Force, we have Navy, we have all branches represented, so we need those military advisors, if we're given something, to help us make sure that we're curating it properly, displaying it properly. So our board meets regularly, and we discuss novel ideas, and we want to reach audiences in ways no one has done before in Lake Havasu City. So, of course, ASU, 10th anniversary in Lake Havasu City. And a lot of people say, wow, I can't believe it's been 10 years already.
It's pretty amazing
when
you think about it. Yeah.
Right? So we thought the idea of maybe proposing to them featuring the exhibit. We unveiled there for 2023 What So Proudly We Hail. We were Oh Say Can You See. We've had newer additions to the exhibit, and we're able to now move forward. And some back and forth with ASU, because all the contractual obligations needed to be run by ASU and Tempe. We had to get their approval. Mm-hmm. But we were able to come together, and our biggest excitement about having the exhibit there is we're honoring the student veterans. We cannot forget that there were veterans, young, who have gone and served and have come back to Lake Havasu either at MCC or ASU to learn.
Right.
So we're able to present to them. We've gotten great feedback. And both campuses also have international students. We don't want to forget that we are showing a perspective, a U.S. perspective, that is important for them to learn as well.
There's a number of them in Bullhead City and Kingman as well. You can see their images on the light poles along the highway. Don't you love that?
No, it's important.
Right.
Any way that we can honor and preserve and remind and teach in various different ways, people learn in different ways. So
Sure. This
is just one example of how they can learn.
So you plan to have this exhibit through February.
Now, that is right.
Okay, I go up Swanson, I turn right into ASU. Where
University
do I,
Drive,
where
right?
Where do I go from there?
So you're going to look for the flags. That's the indicator that you're at the Santiago Administration Building. You can go directly to that building. They will give you a campus map, or they will escort you to where we have the exhibit housed, which is the Learning Resource Center. So it's kind of an interesting way to get on ASU, on the campus.
Funny, I've never been to the campus.
Right?
Probably because I'm a UNLV guy.
Okay, I'll give you that, sure.
Dr. Carla and I go through that all the time. Plus, she's an Oregon alumni. So anyway, you know, you brought up the flags. And it just occurred to me, does Mojave Military Museum have its own flag, or have you thought about designing one?
I love the idea. We have not.
Isn't that a cool idea?
I think that's a great idea. We do have a POW flag. We do have a Vietnam flag that's been donated to us. We like to exhibit those items and display. We have a very incredible Vietnam War display right now at ASU, which is interesting because in the beginning we didn't have a lot of items. And we are now seeing veterans come to us, call us, and propose the idea of donating to the museum. They don't know what they're going to do with these things. Some of their children are taking maybe small items of remembrance, and then they don't know what to do with the rest. So we hear often, Paul, people will ask us, well, I only have a very small thing, or I only have a small artifact, or something that my father, my grandfather, everybody has a story, right? My uncle had.
Every item has a story.
Every item has a story. We tell those folks, if you are willing to donate, we will pair it up with other items in the same story, same branch, same genre. Individually, they're very important, these items, but together, they are so powerful.
Right.
So the exhibit can be emotional for some people. They walk through, even if you didn't have firsthand experience with war. I'm from a military family. My father was retired Air Force.
Mine also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was a military dependent for the first 20 years. I have the utmost respect for military items. But even if you didn't have any firsthand experience, just seeing it all at once over a large area can be quite overwhelming. It reminds you of what sacrifices were made.
I should clarify that. My father didn't retire from the military, but I believe he served 4 years in the Air Force. He signed up. He enlisted in the Army Air Corps.
Wow.
And then
yes.
It became the Air Force.
That's right. That's
and he,
correct.
He served. His boot camp or basic was in Biloxi, and then he transferred. They transferred him to Nellis Air Force Base.
Okay.
July 3rd, 1949. He said it was. He always said that was the hottest day ever.
My goodness.
For that day, and I guess it's still a record or something like that. But anyway,
I think it'd be great to have oral histories from people that we could play. This is a great oral history.
Right.
We thank your father for his service.
But he always told me, I said, Dad, why the Air Force? There were so many people in the Army. He was the 12th of 12 children.
Okay.
And he had to promise my meme, my grandmother, that he would be the farthest from the fighting.
Okay.
So
yes.
That was the Air Force.
That's right. That's
so he
right.
was on a flight crew.
So my dad served during Vietnam in Thailand. He
uh-huh.
was in the Air Force.
Oh, wow.
So some Air Force veterans are very close to the action, you
right.
know, back then.
Right.
There are good stories. There are many different stories. We have one woman donated her father was a flight instructor, so his cockpit jacket, which has, you know, fur on the collar. And
that
the
was my father's.
The cockpits were very cold. They didn't
sure.
have heat back in the day.
Right.
So it didn't have any insignia, but we were grateful to have it. We showed it right away. We were at the Aquatic Center. We were able to show it with a number of other items. And it was one of the most popular items. People wanted their picture taken with it, and they wanted to know if they could buy it, and what else did we have? And I think that's really important to get people excited, because so many veterans are not celebrated. We need to make sure that they are celebrated, even the active duty.
That's a really good point. I think they are now, but back then they were not.
That's right.
It was almost a stigma.
That's right.
And I don't understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
For protecting their country.
Yes.
For giving us the liberties that we have today.
That's right.
It makes no sense to me.
Sometimes the donations are very hard. We had one veteran who told us he hadn't spoken about his experiences in 54 years. We're a great liaison, I believe, for hearing those stories, because we're going to do something very important, very constructive with those stories. And with their permission, we move forward. So I'd like to let your listeners know that donations of physical items can be made in memory of, in honor of, and we put those out with the donations that are being exhibited. We show that this came from this resident in Lake Havasu or in Mojave County in memory of their father or their grandfather. That's exceptional.
So I'm going to give this number one more time, but I believe this is Trudy's number.
Yes.
714.
Yes.
400.
Yes.
5191. 714-400-5191. We have a lot of listeners that sit by the radio with a pen and paper.
Appreciate that.
And they don't enter that in their phone.
We are full-time Lake Havasu residents. I just like to clarify, we keep that number because that's how so many people know to get
right.
a hold of us. It's hard to change it out.
But we've talked about the past. Let's talk about moving forward. Where else are you looking, or how can somebody reach you? You know, with the phone number, obviously.
Right.
But what kind of space are you looking for a display in the future after ASU?
We, as you know, we are seeking a permanent location in Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
We would love to be able – I don't think anything is being done on a permanent basis right now for our veterans in this way, other than some of the bigger items that maybe Detachment 757 has brought mm-hmm. forward. So we need two things. We need a permanent space. Because we are a niche museum, meaning we're specializing in just this area, we can be big, we can be small, we can be in a glass case. We've done two wonderful exhibits at the library mm-hmm. in glass cases. We did that last year. We have been welcomed back again for May and June. So we'll be at the Mojave County Library, Lake Havasu City, in behind glass. Some of our most valuable items, smaller items that we don't want to get easily misplaced,
right.
are behind glass. So
yeah.
mmmsalute@gmail.com.
Perfect. mmmsalute@gmail.com. Again, that phone number, I promised I'd give it out again, 714-400-5191. 714-400-5191. Again, it's Trudy Hernandez, Mojave Military Museum founding member,
Thank you, Paul.
David Diaz, right?
Yes, sir, but
right.
Vice President. And then Greg Logan is our military advisor.
Awesome.
That's our board.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in the next couple of months.
And we appreciate it.
Give us an update of what's happening.
Thank you, Paul, for your time.
Thanks, Judy. We appreciate it. Did we miss anything?
I think we're good. I think we got it all in.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right. Back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot in just a moment. Thanks, Judy.
Thank you.
All right. All right, that one's for you, Russ Mascari. Thanks for listening, and thanks to the entire audience out there for listening to Speak Out. Of course, every day, I get the question all the time, when does the show change times? Well, it doesn't anymore. We're on at 11 o'clock every day except holidays and a couple weeks before Christmas and a few days before Thanksgiving or around Thanksgiving. So 11 o'clock all year round now, folks, on KNTR Talk 106. 7, 5, and 3, the voice of the free. Coming up next, after news and a short break, of course, it's Speak Out 2.0. And on tomorrow's show, right here on Speak Out, we'll have the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce and Esme Electric. Thanks so much for joining us today. Again, that number for Mojave Military Museum, 714-400-5191. And thanks to Trudy for coming in. All right, we'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.